Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
At 8:30, we have a cloudy sky, 19 degrees downtown at the Arch. I'm Tom Ackerman. Before we get to Roger Brand and our weather forecast, let's welcome in Bi-State Development President and CEO Talby Roach. He is live on KMOX for the latest update on the Metro Transit System. Talby, thank you very much for doing this for us. Let's talk about the 23 Metro bus routes and limited service is what I understand. There are some delays as well. What's the update?
Yeah, Tom, thanks so much, and good morning to you. It's a mess out there, I will say that, but look, no matter what, my folks were out there showing up for that morning road call at 3:30, and the problem is that only so many of them could get in this really extraordinary circumstance. So what we did is pulled the reins up a little bit so that we could restart service essentially at 8 a.m., which we did do, and we are concentrating on our highest rider routes. And so we have that service out now. We ask for everybody's patience. Obviously, it's an extraordinary circumstance. But look, you know, just like the grizzled radio anchors, they were out at 3:30. We're doing our best.
That we were. So Call a Ride resumes at 8 a.m. as well. And then Metrolink, how is that looking?
Yeah, so Metrolink, look, I had operators, managers actually running through the night. So what we do in these circumstances is we run the trains all night in order to keep the rails and catenary free of ice. So we're running currently 20-minute service on Metrolink. Yes, we're seeing some delays, but it is actually Metrolink's running fairly well right now. We're running the Blue Line exclusively, which we do sometimes. We turn it around at Forest Park just to kind of keep the frequencies going on the rail. But that service is running all right.
All right. We appreciate it very much. President and CEO of Bi-State Development, Talby Roach on KMOX. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, Tom. Stay safe.